Blog Talk Radio.
My name is Jim Burns, and right now you are in the Bullyproof Classroom. And this is the anti-bullying tip of the week for the week of April 22nd. It's now 6:30 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. Is obedience a dirty word? You know, I had to change my vocabulary. I used to say that kids needed to be obedient. Now I use the word compliance. Teachers didn't like it, thought it was too much like dog training. I mean, we expect dogs to obey, right? Well, mine doesn't, but that's another story. So I watered it down. Comply sounds better than obey. I compromised myself. I know they mean the same thing, right? Well, wrong. What is the definition of obedience? Anybody? Let me help you out. Obedience is doing what you're told when you're told to do it with a good attitude. Our students can comply in many ways, but still lack the correct attitude and timing. How long does it take a student to get into his or her seat and determine if, and then try and determine if he sat down on his terms or yours? How long did it take him or her to get his to get into his seat? Oh, he complied. When and how is still the question. See, compliance is based on the student's terms. Obedience is based on your terms. And that's something that we all have to understand. A student will do things, but with the wrong attitude. And we do not spend enough time focusing on attitude today in our classrooms. The rolling of the eyes, the slow shuffle to the seat are all signs that a student has the wrong attitude. And we need to make sure that we correct the attitude. You see, compliance can also be very temporary, but obedience is very permanent. I don't have to keep asking. And wouldn't it be nice to ask a student to do something and have him or her just do it? Bullies comply all the time, but in a very temporary way. Permanence comes when our demands are met and when we make them and when the student has the right attitude. I left the New Jersey Turnpike one day and saw a sign that said, "You have left the New Jersey Turnpike. Obey local speed laws." I guess obedience is not such a dirty word after all. Students today believe that if they disagree with something, they don't have to cooperate. And that is the furthest thing from the truth. The bullying epidemic in this country probably started 30 years ago when we started to become far too permissive in our thinking and believing that kids can make a choice. You either sit down in your seat or you'll have to go to timeout. You can either get out your work or you're going to have to leave the room. you can either stop acting up and talking to your neighbor, or I'm going to have to call your parents. When the goal of something is we really want the kid to either sit down, get out their work, or stop cutting up. And when we allow kids to decide what they want to do, they will always take the path of least resistance and do the least amount of work, and they will comply in the least in with the worst attitude. You see, we always have to keep our mind on the prize, folks. And whatever the prize is, we want to get it. And by that I mean, can you determine what your goal is for a student when he is misbehaving? What do you really want out of him? And if we allow a choice in terms of leaving the room or sitting down, the path to least resistance is to leave the room. Many years ago, if a student, I was a student myself, if I made the wrong choice and decided to leave the room, I would end up having my father's thunder come crashing down on me, because I am supposed to be in that classroom. I'm not supposed to be down in the principal's office. Permissive parenting is partly responsible for this type of attitude, because when the students are disciplined in school, they go home and they tell their parents that they were unfairly treated. Then the parents come in and start arguing with the principal, the teacher, and the school in general. We've seen enough. We have seen enough of this type of behavior going on, and it's only the tip of the iceberg. We cannot allow students to take that path of least resistance. And they need to get in their seat, stop acting up, complete their work. They need to be respectful. They need to be responsible. And above all, they need to be obedient, and they need to do things when they're told to do it with the right attitude. As we walk through this maze that we call education today, we have to understand that there is dysfunction in our society right now in terms of how people view things. Dysfunction comes in when we allow people to get away with too much, or we don't impose the correct consequences to help stop the behavior. That starts in the home. The social and emotional window for the brain is around 5 years old. Meaning, all of the conclusions that a child develops about what he can do, what he can get away with, what he can say, how he can act, is set in his head around the age of five. And then this window closes and locks in those thoughts. And it becomes like a greenhouse. And all of those thoughts grow into redwood trees. And they grow up to become adults with the wrong attitude, the wrong thoughts, and certainly the wrong conclusions. And if we don't correct students for disobedience / noncompliance, by default, what we're doing is we are communicating to them that we agree with the behavior. And that happens at the age of five. And that dysfunction that is now part of who we are as a society has shoehorned itself into our schools. And we as teachers are trying to change that behavior. as those students that we have grow up with that default mechanism in their brain that determines right and wrong, respect, responsibility, and above all, the ability to treat someone with a caring and kind attitude gets so big that oftentimes it takes a therapist to go in and break the door down or break that window that's called the window of opportunity and go in and get those thoughts, rearrange things, and set someone back on the right path. My thought is it would be so much easier, just to be able to start doing that when students are young. There's an old saying that I would rather build a boy than mend a man. Or in our case, I'd rather build a boy or a girl than mend an adult. Build children slowly. Give them the opportunity to make mistakes. Make sure that when the mistakes are made, you're there with an attitude that reflects rules and regulations and compassion and understanding. Discipline means to teach. It comes from the root word disciple. We can never turn the clock back once certain behaviors have occurred. But we certainly can take the time that's necessary after the correction process and show some compassion, show some understanding, and teach that student what we want for the next time. It's always the imposition of the consequence that will stop certain behaviors. And when kids are non-compliant, when kids are disobedient, we have to impose the right consequence in order to get better behaviors the next time. And it's a process. It's a slow process that we have to go through. And if parents do this, it makes our job as educators when students come to school far easier. We don't realize at times as educators what we're actually dealing with. And when we look at a student and we see some of the behaviors that just are not permitted in school, we have to come to terms with the fact that this is a 30 or a 40-year problem that has been passed down intergenerationally. And through the generations, what one parent did in moderation, okay, the child will do in excess. So what used to be a very, very small episode of disrespect or responsibility has now grown into bitterness and arguing in the home, disrespect, parents fighting, children coming to school, parents believing what their children tell them when they go home about how they were treated, and a very, very large problem that we all need to deal with. Obedience isn't a dirty word, folks. It is a word that we need to keep in our vocabulary, and it certainly is a word that if we deal with it correctly and we get the obedience that we want, you'll find that bullying will become something, slowly but surely, that we will be able to eliminate from our culture. My name is Jim Burns. You have just listened to the Anti-Bullying Tip of the Week for April 22nd. Have a great week.